today Jairam Prabhu is going.
Where?
He's going back to New York.
Jairam?
Yeah.
One day. Then Vrindavan.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Then back to New York.
He will go to Mayapur, then Vrindavan, and then back to New York.
Yes, that's right. Last coin to me of whole self. So you have to take care from my side.
Yes.
And from the side of Mahaprabhu, whatever is necessary to supply.
Okay.
As scrupulously. Particularly. He has not kept anything for himself.
He has kept something.
Oh, he has given everything to Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu must take care of him. In that way, corresponding way.
Okay.
And you are entrusted with that service.
Pune Nota.
Huh? Pune Nota. Oh. Then? Bansha Kalpatarubhash. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki. Srivad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Ar Bhakta Binda ki jai. Sanyasi Binda ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Chaitanya Saraswatamat ki jai. Jai Sri Navadiv Dham ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Vibhasadhi Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda Gaur Hari Bhod, Gaur Hari Bhod. Today I dissolve here.
Jasal met. Rajasthan is Jasal.
Niki ora, uti Shetambari, Digambari, sab vibhag. Shetambar.
Ha? Ah, Shetambar. Aja?
Khub jyotish charcha kore na ekjon joini to Hindi jane na
English
jane na ki?
Ha? English jane, Hindi jane.
আপনি বাংলাতে আলাপ করুন আমার সঙ্গে, আমি এনাকে বুঝিয়ে দেব হিন্দিতে।
What is the conception of God in Jainism? Have you studied that?
The conception of God in Jainism is
God.
No, basically in Jainism people say that to Atma mein leen ho jana.
Atma.
Atma mein hi leen ho jana. To become one.
Paramatma.
Kehte na, in Jainism, the basic philosophy is that to nivritti and you free your mind.
You are Jain. Unka to sunte bachi nahi kana.
You free your mind. Apna uta khane bhalo kore dhoke nahi.
Through various austerities,
you are performing.
Badrinarayan.
Huh? Maharaj, he says that Jainism, Jainism, basically to become one with God through various austerities.
I don't think that there is any conception of God at all there. The saints, For some reason, like, there's so many saints who are free from the illusion. So many saints, Sankho philosophy, based on Sankho philosophy. Mahapurush are free from illusion. Those saints, freely, they are moving, and they have got certain qualifications, noble qualifications.
আপনি একটু হরি কথা বলুন তাহলে একটু শুনতে ভাই অল্প অল্প করে বেশি বলবেন না
এই লাইনে নিয়ে আসছি three planes of life. Plane of enjoyment, plane of renunciation, and the plane of dedication. In a scientific way, I am trying to represent to you, in general, independent of all religious conceptions. Three planes of life. Plane of enjoyment, in which we are at present, more or less. Enjoy without enjoying, without exploitation. Enjoyment means exploitation. Without exploitation, none can exist in this plane. Ahastani, sahastanam, apadani, chatushpadam, laguni, sattvatam, jivo, jivasya, jivanam. Those that have got hands, they eat. Those that have no hands, no. Those that four-footed animals, they live on creepers, grass, etc. But grass, creepers, they have got also life. Everything full of life. After padani chatushpadam, dohuni chatushpadam. And the big, they live on the small. Without exploration, our body cannot be maintained. The creepers and the grass, trees, they have got also the life. In Manu Samhita, in BA class, we read when Manu giving description of the creation, he has come to the tree section. I thought that Manu eyes full of tears. He says that they are also souls like us, but their special karma now reduced to this tree generation, tree birth, but none to blame, to be blamed, their own karma. The trees are trees, they are like us. But now they are in such a status due to their own bad karma. So, exploitation. And there is every Newton's third law you have read. Every action there is equal and opposite reaction. So, by exploitation, one taking a loan, and he will have to go down to clear that loan. So in this way, there are so many jivas coming up and down, action, reaction, in this plane of exploitation, shoshan and the shoshita. The communists, they are crying aloud, shoshan, shoshan, but how much they know about shoshan? This is, they have invented that shoshan, that exploitation, to the utmost. Everywhere there is shoshan, trying to, at others' cost, trying to live. Without life is impossible in this area. This is the plane of exploitation. Buddhist, Jainism, and so many others, they are trying to get Shankar, to get out of this entanglement of exploitation. How to find a life where no exploitation, action-reaction, Java is action reaction. They are trying to find a position on renunciation. And they come to such a conception as sleepless, as dreamless sleep, samadhi, to withdraw completely from the objective world and to remain in the subjective plane, without allowing the feeling to move lower, in the lower plane, always keeping subjective position, and that is something like dreamless sleep. The Vaishnava section, they are of opinion that there is another world, and that world is that of dedication. Dedication, just the opposite of exploitation. Here every unit wants to exploit the environment, but there every unit wants to solve the environment. And not only the environment, the real key of the life of that place is to solve this to the center. Solving the center. We are living in an organic whole. Organic whole. So, every point must be true to the organic center. The explanation given by some analogy from Bhagavatam. In Vedic literature also we find to try to understand one by knowing which you, everything is known. Tad-vidhigya-sastra, from the Veda. Tad-vidhigya-sastra, jasmin gyante sarvamidam vidyatam bhavati. There is a central point by knowing which everything is known, by getting which everything is got. Try to find out that center. The whole, the long and short of the Vedic advice is like that. But some may think in the beginning that is a ludicrous thing. By knowing one, everything is known, a madman can say so. By getting one thing, everything is got. What is this? But some sort of analogy is given in Bhagavatam, as if when you pour water into the root of the tree, the whole tree is fed. If you put food into the stomach, whole body is fed. So, if you do service to that center, everything is solved. It is possible. And to do that, the plane of dedication. You enter into, avoid the plane of exploitation and also that of renunciation and try to enter into the plane of dedication. And your Atma, your soul proper is a member of that plane. That is the real world and this is the Parvata reflection. Parvata reflection. The real world is there where every unit is dedicating to the whole, represented by the center. Just as in a healthy body, every atom in the body will work for the welfare of the whole body. If he works for itself, it is exploiting to the extreme, but this local interest, that is also bad. But every part of the body, every atom, will work for the welfare of the whole system. And there is a center by the guidance of that you will do. So, Sarvadharman, if you have gone through Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that what is my position? From another standpoint I want to represent. Hegel, a German philosopher, was a very good philosopher. Germans are very akin to Indian, Aryans, their culture. And it is told that Roman culture was crushed by the barbarians, that is the Germans, the Persians. Their civilization is not to be neglected. Very nearby Aryans, Huns, five furious, frank and fiery Huns, we are told in a poetry English. The Huns, their original acquaintances, they are Huns, the Germans. Hamsa and the Paramhamsa, two sections in ancient India. So a section perhaps from Central Asia went towards Germany. The Hegel is a good philosopher. His philosophy is known as perfectionism. He has given an idea. The absolute truth, the prime cause of everything, must have two qualifications. What is that? It must be by itself and for itself. Please try to attention. By itself, that he is his own cause. Nothing has created him. If anything has created him, then the creator, he will have the first importance. So, to be the absolute, it must have created himself, he is anadi, he is eternally existing, not created by anything. This qualification, the absolute must have. And the next qualification is for itself. He is existing for his own satisfaction, not to satisfy another body. If his existence is to satisfy another entity, then it will be secondary. For whose satisfaction he is living, he will have the prime position. So, absolute must have two qualifications. He is his own cause, and he exists only to satisfy himself, to fulfill his own purpose. So, everything, the absolute, everything for itself, by itself and for itself. But everything, if any straw moves, it moves to fulfill the purpose of the absolute. Whatever incident happens, that must have to be for his satisfaction. So the real current is his lila, and we are guided by separate interest, family interest, or country interest, or social interest, or humanitarianism. In the infinite, it is a part, and we are all engaged in acting for separate interest. And there is clash between so many, any number of separate interests, and they are coming into clash, and there is this trouble. But we must leave all our special interests, so-called, come out of the misunderstanding, and as a unit in the whole, we shall try to get that sort of function. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the conclusion, it is given, the sarva dharman parityajya, give up all your duties that you think at present you will have to discharge. Mam ekam saranam vraja, surrender to my feet. Aham tang sarva papi bhu mukshayishyami masucha, I shall release you from all troubles you can ever conceive. That is, in one word, be faithful towards the center. All your respective duties, they are for local interest. Give up your local identification of your own interest and merge totally in the interest of the whole, organic whole. You see, if a police officer, he takes few rupees for his own purpose, he is punished. But if he kills so many for the interest of the country, he is rewarded. So whatever is done for the satisfaction of the whole, that is all right. And if you do for yourself or any local friends, you will have to be punished. In an industry, we have no right to take bribe for our personal purpose. At the same time, we have no right to call strike, close the labor. Then the industry will be destroyed. So neither exploitation nor renunciation. Renunciation is also bad. As exploitation is bad, and renunciation, we have got no right. Because in an organic whole, their common interest is this, that everyone must be dedicating to the center, and by center means to the whole. Work for the, they put food into the stomach, and the stomach will distribute properly to every corner according to its necessity. So that sort of life is Vaishnavism. The organic whole is there, and we are a part of that, and we have got our special duties in connection with the whole, and that is dedication proper for the whole. Don't put food in the eye or in the nose or in the ear or any place, but put food into the stomach, and that will be distributed properly, and the whole organism will be healthy. So, as parts of this whole universe, our duty will be to do work for the whole, and that is devotion. Dedication, devotion, surrender, surrender. And how we are to know? There is the scripture, revealed scriptures are there, and so many saints and agents are also coming from that realm. They come to harmonize us. And the harmony, the religion of harmony, highest harmony. And the Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, he told from Bhagavatam, which is supposed to be the real conclusion of the all revealed scriptures. The energy, the power, is not the highest thing. Knowledge is above that, that can control power and give beneficent work. But Sri Chaitanya Dev says, Srimad Bhagavatam says, the knowledge is also lower. There is the love, affection, that is the highest thing. That is, can give us fulfillment, neither knowledge nor power. Knowledge and power cannot give us fulfillment of life, but only affection. Mercy is higher than justice. Justice is only where so many things, laws, rules, and in the realm of absolute autocrat, who is absolute good, no question of anything, have any apprehension from him, he is absolute good. And that is, absolute good is absolute love and affection. Home, back to God, back to home. What is home? Where we find that we are in the midst of our well-wishers. If I do not care for my own benefit, there are so many, the whole environment, they will take care of us. This is home. So the dominion of the Absolute is in the service, in the highest position we can go, and we can see the affection and the love and the harmony and the beauty, all these are similar, and that is the prime cause and the good. And we are wanted to go. We are led astray anyhow, misusing our free will. But now we are called that come home, back to God and back to home, the land of love, the highest position. Generally, some total, in short, I have presented to you. This is Krishna conception in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is Chaitanya Dev, and that present Gaudiya Math is preaching only for that. Go to the center, and you use the life of total dedication to the center, and center is all above justice and all mercy and affection and love and beauty in general. Now you have any question, you may put. A general background of Vaishnava religion, of Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and somewhat history of the all conceptions of religion, that is, exploitation and renunciation and dedication, three planes of life. And the soul, proper soul, is a member in the land of dedication, all dedicating unit. Anyhow, by misusing their partial free will, they have come, entered into the world of exploitation, and they want to withdraw from Buddha, Jaina, that Parishnath and others. They have helped us to get out of this entanglement of exploitation, action, reaction, and the complete retirement And after retirement also soul can live happily, that they have also taught. But that may be the possibility, being free heaven again may be entangled with this trap. But where the real free souls live, they are all dedicating unit, and when we want to harmonize them and to keep them in the plane, and if we have to trace their harmony, then we shall see all are working for the whole, and the whole represented by one absolute good. All these things. And this human birth is very valuable, and in the connection of these sadhus, saints, the agents, we shall try our best to get out of this entanglement and to enter into the land of love and dedication and affection. We have got few books also published now, and the old books are there are many, to help us to understand properly and more closely and in detail way about this ontological aspect. They are all praising of you. It is very simple, and want to get something higher, and chanting, chanting the glory, singing the glory of the Lord. In young age you have got such affinity from as a result of your previous birth, this affection, affinity towards, attraction towards the higher truth, it is very rarely found, especially in these age of communistic thinking. All exploitation, and exploitation of knowledge, exploitation. The knowledge also subservient to exploitation is creating havoc. This atomic energy and so many scientific research, they are being the great cause of great apprehension. The world is threatened to destruction any moment. This knowledge, scientific knowledge, has taken us to such a position. In any moment, the whole thing may be finished. Suicide. This knowledge is suicidal. Knowledge in this world increasing means going to commit suicide. And that is the result. The exploitation means reaction. The general exploitation, if we are to do everything, then pralay, mahapralay, destruction, wholesale destruction, in any way, by atom bomb or any other natural incident, the pralay will come, and again creation and birth and death of an individual or the whole. Of the whole solar system will be born and will be dead again and again, no end. If we get out of this entanglement, we have to live this atmosphere which is experienced by our senses. In Bhagavad Gita and in Upanishads also mentioned that here Indriyani Paranyahu, the indriya, our senses is the principal thing. Because if eye, ear, nose, touch, gone, then the whole world is gone for me. Because the senses are there, so we have got our world. The indriyani paranyahu, these are our, the rest of the world, of experience, our senses are all important. Indriyabhya param mano, then mind is within, and that what is mind, which is the principle within, which selects that I want this, I don't want this, that. That faculty within us, that is called mind. Rag desh, our indifference or our we have choice for something and disregard for some other thing. This is mind within us, the principle. That is more important, because if I am unmindful, then one may walk before me and say, oh, I did not mind him, I did not see him, I could not hear, I was unmindful. So mind is in the center, and that is more important than our senses. Sense important than the external world. And mind again important, because if mind does not receive, then senses, so many doors, they are useless. Manushastu para buddhi. Then there is another principle to be traced within us, a fine thing, called reason, buddhi. Nishchayatmika. What is the characteristic of that buddhi? He said, oh, mind will say, oh, I shall take that. No, 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 don't take that. You take rather this, that will cause some damage, and this will give you benefit. So the selection, the reason, that is higher principle in us. And buddhi is japaratastusha. In this way we have to trace the external world important, our senses, then senses important is our mind. Then over mind, that is the reason, which is more important and fine and reliable. And the buddhi is japaratastusha. There is another thing above the buddhi, which is our soul. And what is its nature characteristic? Like light. Just as the example given in Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva, in a moonlit night, there is cloudy night. Cloud has covered the moon, but cloud is seen by the light of the moon. Vyasadeva says the Atma is like that. Or sun, a cloud is covered the sun, but cloud is seen by the light of the sun. So, Atma is a point of light within us. And because it is in the background, so mental system, we can feel. Light withdrawn, everything dead. The intelligence, the mental system, the intelligence, the faculty of choice, and the so many channels through which we get knowledge from outside would have no value if that light is drawn. So that light is Atma, a point of ray. And that is quite categorically different from all other things here. So it is a particle of light, and there is a land of light made of soul, super soul. Again, subjective to super-subjective, Atma, Paramatma. Just as in this we find the world, ether, air, then heat, then water, then earth, then stone, in this way development in the material existed. So in the final world, that is also the soul, the intelligence, the soul, the super-soul, the super-super soul, the subjective side is also going to us infinite. Super-subjective. And that Darwin says that everything comes of this matter, even in the womb. Womb, first something material, and the material thing is growing in the womb, and the knowledge gradually also growing with the growth of the matter. Generally thinks that as the consciousness coming out of matter. But the revealed party, they do not believe in that. They say that consciousness all in all, and everything is floating on the ocean of consciousness. Subjective evolution. Darwin says of objective evolution, but the Vedic scripture says subjective evolution. as Berkeley, one European philosopher, told, not that world is in the mind is in the world, but world is in the mind. Everything floating in the consciousness. Consciousness presupposes everything. We say that in the beginning there was fossil, but what is the fossil? Fossil means a particular conception, and that is a part of consciousness. So consciousness is the most prime subject. Whatever you will say that it was the beginning, but before that consciousness is. Otherwise you cannot give any statement of anything. So the Vedic truth is the soul, super soul, Atma, Paramatma, Brahma, that is the original. And this is all development in the black side in this world, and there is also a bright side also there. Eternal world is living with so many vilas, movements there of ananda. That is the ocean of, there are waves in the ocean of blissfulness, of joy. In this way, we have to understand what should be our duty in this life. What is the importance, special importance of the human life, and how to utilize that. There are so many religious opinions, but we seekers of the truth, we shall have to have a harmonized thing, a solution amongst that. Then we have to enter into some comparative study. It is mentioned in the scriptures that we should not change our position very easily. Just as a commander will say to his army, don't change your position, rather die to keep up your position. But when the chance will come, he will say, go forward. So also the Shastra has said, wherever you are born according to your previous karma, don't leave it. Wherever you are by your previous karma, wherever you have got your stand, don't try to leave it. Then it is possibility that you will go down. But at the same time, that when chance comes, proper chance comes, they say, march on towards absolute, further progress. So in Bhagavad Gita it is given, don't lose your present position acquired by your previous action easily, rather die there. Then again say, sattva-dhatman parityajyamamekam saranam gaya. And you will get the chance of marching towards the center, you must do at your, at all cost. At all cost. The revolutionary, constitutional method and the revolutionary method. The revolutionary method is take risk for anything and everything and march on towards, forward, towards the central truth and whatever necessary do for that. Because this human life is the most important. Here you can have decision and practical life. If you lose this position and go to the animal life or to vegetable life, then when you will come back to take decision, independent decision, voluntary decision, that no man knows. So most important, and you do not use it, misuse it only in the practices of animals. Ahar nidra bhai menthun, to eat and to sleep and to be the apprehension in every case, every minute, and this sense pleasure. This you will get everywhere. If you become an animal or anywhere you go, bird, worm, insect, you will get all these enjoyments. But to culture about your soul, about your religion, about your practice, your function, that chance you won't get anywhere else, only in the human form. And in the company of the saints, the positions may be discussed and you can take make your progress in your life. You can save yourself if you do not get in human birth. If you lose this chance, then you are committing suicide, or almost committing suicide, or more than that, suicide. Yeah. Atmaha, who has got the chance of a human birth and did not try it for his whole self-relief, help him properly, he is committing suicide. অনেক বলেছি
কথা
এখন যদি কিছু কোশ্চেন থাকে উনাকে বলুন
হরে
কৃষ্ণ গৌর এদিকে জল টল খেতে দেন প্রসাদ
সব অনেক আনন্দতে আছে
এখানে হ্যাঁ মানে সব জিনিসেতেই খুব আনন্দ লাগছে উনি বলছেন
হৃদয় আনন্দ
রাত্রে তো নিশ্চয় কষ্ট হয়েছে তবু বলছিল আমরা সবচেয়ে সুখী
ছিলাম প্রেজেন্ট ইন মাই এনভায়রনমেন্ট অফ ট্রাভেল সামার নিয়ারিং দি সোল এরিয়া গৌর হরি কত বাজল এখন কিছু প্রসাদ প্রসাদ দেন আজকে থাক দু একদিন থাকবেন না
না ওরা দশটায় চলে যাবেন দশটায় কিছু প্রসাদ পেয়ে চলে যাবেন
ওরা গাড়ি করে গেছেন তো causeless by itself again by itself a reality is by itself the reality is not an abstract thing but it is a system reality means a system and that exists by itself অহৈতুকী অনাদি ইটার্নাল নাথিং ক্যান প্রডিউস দ্যাট ভক্তি আসন ভক্তি সোম কল অনাদি অহৈতুকী কজলেস দিজ আর দি ডেফিনেশনস টু মেক আস হেল্প আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হাউ ভক্তি ইট ইজ নট ক্রিয়েটেড বাই সাম আদার থিং It is there eternal. Only it is covered, it should be uncovered, discovered. It is there in potential form by outside help, the development of its outcoming. It is something like sleeping. To rouse, that is necessary. Panna vilas karma gyan, creating desire and organized attempt to exploitation and that of retirement, indifference. These are the covers. We have to remove these covers and the bhakti will come in its own pristine glory. How to do that? That is